You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 209, I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. This week on Lyrics Undercover, we'll look at a Motown breakup song that is a classic. I Heard It Through the Grapevine is sung by a narrator who has no clue that his relationship is ending. Only from gossip, through the grapevine, does he discover that his partner is cheating. In 1966, Motown mogul Berry Gordy hired former recording artist Barrett Strong to work with Norman Whitfield as part of the label's songwriting staff. Strong based I Heard It Through the Grapevine on personal experience. Whitfield collaborated on the song. The Miracles, with Smokey Robinson, were the first to record it in August 1966. Gordy thought the song was horrible and refused to release it at the time. Though the group recorded a second version released on the album Special Occasion in 1968, it took Gladys Knight and the Pips to make the song a hit. Gladys Knight and the Pips signed to Motown in 1966. After hearing Aretha Franklin sing Respect, Whitfield rearranged the song with the goal to out-funk Aretha. The lyrics were adjusted to fit a woman's point of view, and Gordy reluctantly allowed his label to provide some support for the song. In November of 1967, the Pips version hit number one on the Billboard R&B chart and also made it to number two on the Billboard Pop Singles chart, behind the Monkees' Daydream Believer. Marvin Gaye joined the Motown label in 1961. He and Gordy immediately clashed on material. Gaye wanted to sing standards and jazz rather than the teen-oriented R&B that was the backbone of the Motown label. One of his early jobs was as a road drummer for The Miracles, and he developed a close relationship with Smokey Robinson. In 1967, he teamed with Tammy Terrell, and the duo had their first major hit, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Terrell's health issues led to the end of their partnership. Gaye recorded I Heard It Through the Grapevine in 1967, before Gladys Knight and the Pips, but his version wasn't released until it showed up on his 1968 album, In the Groove. It wasn't initially released as a single, but soon became the most requested and played track from the album. It was, until the Jackson 5's I'll Be There, Motown's biggest hit single. And his version, produced in the psychedelic soul pioneered by Sly Stone, gave the song a new identity. The song continued to be covered. Creedence Clearwater Revival released a version in 1970. In December 2006, Amy Winehouse and Paul Weller, backed by Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, performed a live version on Holland's annual Hootenanny, but a UK punk rock band, The Slits, recorded a very different take on the song in 1979. Please tell me, dear, do you? However, Marvin Gaye's version remains the definitive one, featured in the movie soundtracks for The Big Chill in 1983 and Remember the Titans in 2001. And his version still carries on. In 2008, the Freemasons remixed Gaye's version specifically to be played in dance clubs. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vidamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.